NRSC Chairman Rick Scott, Democrats launched most aggressive naked power grab of our lifetime. By Hannah Blow on April 21, 2021. Democrats want to expand the Supreme Court in order to limit basic freedoms, such as freedom of speech, religious freedom, and the Second Amendment. National Republican Senatorial Committee, NRSC, Chairman Rick Scott, RFL, warned Wednesday, vowing to put an end to this madness by defeating Democrats in the midterm elections next year and taking back the Senate. President Biden and the Democrats have gone insane. We must take back the Senate to stop the madness, Scott said in a Wednesday video, detailing what he described as the left's most aggressive naked power grab of our lifetime. They plan to cancel out judges appointed by President Trump and pack the Supreme Court with radical liberals, he said. It's the kind of thing you expect in Cuba or China. Why do the Democrats want a kangaroo court? He asked. It's simple. Because their radical plans are unconstitutional and they know it. Democrats, he continued, desire to limit our freedom of speech, limit our religious freedom, and get rid of the Second Amendment. The only way they can do it is by packing the Supreme Court with left-wing radicals who don't care about the Constitution. We're going to put an end to this madness. We're going to beat them next year, and we need your help, he added. Scott's remarks followed Democrats unveiling their radical plan to add 4 Biden-appointed seats to the Supreme Court. Senator Ed Markey, DMA, described the proposal as a way to effectively reconstitute the United States Supreme Court. The bench will then rightfully reflect the values of the majority of the American people on whose behalf they serve, Markey claimed, accusing Republicans of stealing 2 Supreme Court seats. We must expand the court and we must abolish the filibuster to do it, he added. However, recent surveys show a majority of Americans disagreeing with the far-left demands to expand the high court. A Rasmussen Report survey released Tuesday showed 55% opposing court packing. Similarly, a Morning Consult poll released this week also showed court packing remaining an unpopular proposal among Americans. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, said she does not have immediate plans to bring the measure to the floor but added that the concept is not out of the question.